This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, February 22nd. Well, the stock market's consolidating today. There are widespread news reports that the 10-year Treasury yield is at the highest level in about a year, and that's true. And a lot of people think that's going to destabilize the market because people are going to take their money out and go buy Treasury bonds. That is not going to happen, folks. Treasury yields are up because the Fed is sowing the seeds of inflation. They've purposely weakened and undermined the dollar with their quantitative easing. A weak dollar creates commodity inflation. You already see it at the pump. You know, the price of gasoline and everything is up. Price of lumber is high. You know, there's other things that have firmed up on the commodity front. And so you have inflation brewing and bubbling. We saw in the producer price index something called trade margins up. That's what happens when you get a weak dollar. You know, it costs more to trade because the dollar's worth less. And the dollar's going to remain weak as long as we're running these massive deficits and keeping large parts of our economy closed. So that's kind of what's happening. Now, the good news is that we're doing better than Europe. And they're in the midst of a double-dip recession, and we're trying to crawl out of it. And based on the Atlanta Fed, they think we're growing at 9.5% this quarter. Now, I'm still a little shocked by that, but we had a retail sales resurged in January when they sent out the debit cards. There's another stimulus package in the works, so we'll see what they're going to send out this time. But it's just time to cheer up and grow and prosper, and it's time to get back to normal. The COVID-19 cases are plummeting. So the news media is trying to say, well, we got the South African COVID in this state, and we got the UK COVID in this state, and so we still got to stay locked down. And the truth of the matter is we're not going to be locked down forever, okay? It's a very serious problem, but people are getting vaccinated, and you know, when it gets warmer, it's going to help suppress the infection rate. And I know everybody likes to worry about something, but it's time to try to return to normal. Now, humans do not turn on the dime. It takes time for them to return to normal. It takes time for them to have confidence. You know, I'm in Arizona with my mom in a retirement community, and obviously everybody's very cautious around here. No one wants to get it, although everybody is getting their vaccines now, so that's good news. And but I think, you know, the bottom line is the as far as the market's concerned, we're still going to have stunning sales and earnings, because the year-over-year comparisons are ridiculous, okay? Now, one thing I did notice is I was doing our large cap research this weekend, and we're starting to sell a lot of good stocks, but we're selling them because the buying pressure has dissipated. So there are some big stocks out there that still have very positive sales and earnings, but they just kind of lost their buying pressure, kind of like earlier I mentioned that Apple seems to be struggling and Facebook's soft, although they have some bad press. And Tesla's struggling, and I see that in other big stocks as well. And you know, we've had a stunning rally this year in international stocks, especially the Chinese companies, Taiwanese chip companies, a lot of Israeli ADRs. We've had a stunning small cap rally, so there's been a rotation. But money's not leaving the market; it's just being reshuffled. And But it's interesting because, you know, the market's going into a funnel. It's getting more narrow and more selective. So I'm concentrating on the creme la creme. And believe it or not, I'm actually selling some very good stocks that are going to post good sales and earnings, but they're just the buying pressure underneath them has ebbed. Now, this goes back to the stock grading that we do. So whether you're on Stock Grader, Portfolio Grader, Dividend Grader, any of our grading services, there's this quantitative score there. And what that quantitative score is, it measures the stock's return independent of the market. And then we divide that independent return, which is called an alpha, we divide that by the stock's standard deviation of volatility, and that's our top secret quantitative indicator. Now, we think we do our alphas and betas better than most managers because we regress the stocks against different indices and always pick the one with the highest correlation. So that way we don't compare a small cap stock to a big index, or for lack of a better word, compare the chihuahuas to the elephants. But our quantitative indicators are basically saying that the buying pressure is starting to ebb in a lot of stocks, okay? So we're going to keep you concentrating the creme la creme and where the buying pressure still exists. And of course, we'll have the great fundamentals. So we are getting more narrow, more selective. It's nothing to worry about. I've been through these cycles many times and I'm not worried about it. And actually, I like it when the market gets more narrow because then the buying pressure is going to chase fewer stocks. And in theory, that buying pressure might drive stocks dramatically higher. So I think the next 3 weeks are going to be, you know, more consolidation. And then the analysts will get excited heading in late March, heading into the first quarter announcement season. We'll also benefit from quarter and window dressing. We tend to do very well in that period. And I think things will be fine. So this is the pause that refreshes folks. It's nothing to worry about. And I just wanted to update you on what's going on. And that's what I foresee. So flight to quality, more narrow market. Our quantitative grades are now more important than ever because they're signaling where the buying pressure is. And so we're going to gravitate to the stocks that still have the high quantitative grades with the great fundamentals. And then for those of you that have portfolios with us, you might see a tightening. You might see us tighten up here a bit and have fewer stocks, but that's okay. We have plenty of stocks still to buy, and that money's now going to chase fewer stocks, and so maybe we'll go up even more. So that's it. It's Libby Navalier. Just want to give you an update. Take care, everybody.